At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio the end.
Did you hit that clip, Arnold? It was actually pretty funny, but was that your idea? Good job. I just want to pat you on the back. It's just me patting you on the back. I'm not slapping you today. I'll do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
Star Losers!
That was funny, Arm.
I don't know why that's funny.
Hilarious.
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
You're so stupid. Go.
What's up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm an alpha male. I'm from the north. Forgot the rest. Live on the west side of Nashville with Baser. Currently married. Wedded bliss. I made all these little clips, guys, so if the show ends up needing them, I got these clips from Simon Leviev.
Hi, coachers. Here is Simon Leviev. I hope you're doing well.
So,
I'm doing well, man. I mean, it's a Monday. I mean, Thanks, Simon. You know, it feels good to be here. I mean, how about you, Eddie? How you doing?
I'm doing great, Simon. Thanks for asking, man. I'm doing well.
Do any of you guys want to hang up and listen?
We'll hang up and listen.
And then what about if Lunch falls in love with a quarterback?
Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friend.
And take him to Aruba, baby.
You think he's been to Aruba?
No, I think he keeps it over there in the...
No, he's been here, right, Ray?
I don't think he's been to America.
No, he was all over in Europe.
I thought he swindled some girls over here.
Not that I know of. I think he only swindled over there. Mm-hmm. I think he swindled and...
Coach, I would hope that our TSA is able to tell fake passports. Over there, I just feel like they weren't as trained.
Yeah, I feel like they don't care over there.
Well, he doesn't need a fake passport to come here, right? He can just be whoever he is.
Here's the
but
reason
he was on
I
the run
that.
from the Israeli authorities, so he was using fake passport to go everywhere.
And over there, I just feel like there's more stories. Oh, used a fake passport. Oh, they were able to sneak country to country to country. You ever hear that about America? You don't hear anybody with a fake passport, do you?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, coach.
Some criminals.
Terrorist.
Yeah, terrorists.
Murderers, they get out of the country on
Unabombers.
A fake passport.
They do?
Yeah.
Why don't people, why don't well, no, all, no, no. Ki- if it's no, so no, no. easy, why yeah, don't you're, all you're, killers get, use a fake passport and get out of the country?
Because here, coach, this is how it works. In order for you to leave America, it's easy. Like, to get into Mexico, they don't give a crap who you are. Go to Canada, they don't care who you are. It's getting back into the U.S. where the problem is. But here's what happens when you're a wanted fugitive. They tell the border, hey, this guy is going to try to go to your country. He has killed 20 people. Don't let him in. So they all have the picture of him and be like, got it. All right. When he tries to leave the country, they're like, this is the dude. Arrest him.
Gotcha. So, I mean, the Gabby Petito case, like that dude, why did he just go to an alligator-infested swamp? Why didn't he leave the country?
He felt like it was easier to be hidden in the wilderness here in America than to just risk that the borders are going to be notified that he was
financial restraints. I don't think he had the money to get a fake passport. He didn't think that far ahead to get a fake passport. A lot of these criminals, they think ahead if they're going to flee the country, I think, and you have to have money to get a fake passport. I don't think he was financially set up for that. So he knew he was in trouble. His time was running out. He had about a week's time, didn't have the money. He went to the swamp, shot himself in the head.
Coach,
goodbye.
You don't need a passport to go to Mexico is what I'm telling you.
Right. But you see people that go to Mexico, like Americans a lot of the time, that don't have a lot of money. They go right across the border, but then they can't go much further and they're easy to track.
I know, but the same thing happens with Mexicans coming here. They can cross the border through a river, swim across the river, but they can probably only get about 50 miles because there's another line that they're going to have to get through full of security.
Gotcha.
But if you go through the woods, through ranches, through whatever, that's how they get up here. That's how people get to different countries illegally.
And did you guys ever have a fake ID?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you make one or was it somebody else's ID?
Just someone else's ID.
I made one, but it wasn't a driver's license. It was a school ID.
So you've made one.
Yeah, I paid for it.
How many total have you made?
One.
Okay, so this Simon Leviev dude, he made like hundreds. He had been known ever since high school making fake IDs, fake passports. So he had experience. You know, the first one you made, you were nervous. The second one, you get more confidence.
Yeah.
The third one, all of a sudden, you're running a ring and other kids are coming to you asking for you to make them.
You remember when we had that intern, Sam?
Oh, my gosh. This dude had a fake ID for a year, 2 years.
Oh, my. You guys' memory's crazy.
You remember that, right?
This was sad.
Sam. Sambo.
You want to tell a story?
Sam, I'm catching. I mean, you're the elephant. You never forget anything.
So Sam is like, man, I've been using this fake ID for 2 years. And his 21st birthday was only like a month away. And he was like, we were going out. And he was like, man, I want to go out with you guys. Let's go have a beer. And we're like, all right, dude.
We're
going
to have more than one, Sambo.
Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of beers, dude.
I usually have a couple Jaegers.
And he was, I don't know where he was from.
Fireballs.
And so he.
Not important to the story, Coach.
No, it is because he's away from college. He's here.
Texas, probably.
And he's like,
he was from the Carolinas.
North Carolina, I think.
Okay. So he is going to spend his summer here having an internship, and he wants to be able to go out and hang with us. And we're like, dude. All right, let's go. And we walk up to the first bar. We walk up to Rebar. And they look at the ID and they go, nope. And they just take it away from him. I mean, he was here for one. I mean, it was his first night.
Did any of you guys stay back to help him?
No, we all went inside. Here's the funny part.
Hey, we all Matthew Stafford him.
But here's the.
Hey, we find out a lot of people Matthew Stafford it.
We said, don't know that guy.
He's not with us.
And the best part is. They go, oh, man, it's fake. He goes, no, it's real. And they go, no, get lost. He goes, okay. And he walks away. And Sam, you can see the defeat in his eyes. Like, Sambo. I'm about to go out with these radio guys. I'm going to have so much fun. And he walks away. And he gets about a half a block down the street. And he walks back up to the bouncer. He goes, hey, man, can I get it back?
Can I get the ID back?
He said, I won't come back here, but can I get it back? And the bouncer goes, no.
Get the...
And he goes,
here.
Okay, thanks, man. And we go, and we talk to him, and Sam, man, how are you feeling? Are you okay with that? He's like, yeah, man, my birthday's in a month. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I think he was trying to hide the hurt he had that the ID he had for 2 years failed him. He's probably in a small college town. They don't care. He comes to the Nashville, bigger city. They probably look at it a little more intently. And, I mean,
yeah, those
first
bar. Got a nose for it, man.
First bar he goes to, give me that thing.
It's not worth the stress, man. Do you remember the stress of
so stressful.
Walking up to the door and you know you have a fake ID and there's about, I don't know, an 80% chance that you're not going to get in? Stressful. But, every time.
But they were real IDs, though, that we were rocking.
You guys had real IDs of other people?
Yes. Yeah.
But did you look like them?
I mean, it was my brother.
Well, you do look like your brother.
Bottle of the box. We found one guy.
I don't think I look like my brother because he's shorter. I'm taller.
But they don't look at the height. And they don't look at all that crap.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think so, right?
We had one of our buddies who looked the most like this random ID that we found. Or somebody gave it to us from Indiana or something. So our biggest buddy, we always made him wear a beanie. And he had to like wear it lower so it kind of covered his eyes a little bit. So he was the guy we chose that looked the most like the ID. And it always worked. And he'd go in and get like a sixer. You know, we didn't try to get too crazy, and he'd roll out with, dude, we'd be so happy when he came out of that
store. Oh, this was like a convenience store.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
would you get into bars?
No, no. His friend would go in and they would watch him from the outside and they'd be like, man, that is so cool. Freaking Jimmy is in that bar. So, like, how amazing.
Wow.
And he would go in and get a sixer and it was like, we felt so
they
alive.
They waited and watched him drink the sixer.
Yeah, he drank the sixer and it was like, they were like part of that.
We only had and one then we were ID. His DD. How could we have all gotten into a club with one ID?
Hey, and then they would drive
him. Hey, I'm hanging up and listen with Simon.
We'll hang up. And listen,
we'll on go.
And then they would drive him home, and it was like, "Yeah, dude, we went to the bars
man,
tonight.
We got up until
oh
last
man,
night,
that ID
man.
Worked great. What did you guys do? Oh, we went down to the square. We went to man. You know, and man, we had
Jimmy,
a sixer over.
Jimmy went in and drank six beers. We watched him. It was crazy. Man.
We sat in the park across the street.
But then we realized since he had the fake ID, he was the one hooking up with the chicks. He was the one getting into clubs, and we're sitting back at the apartment with a sixer, and we're like, oh, great.
We had this one dude who clearly looked older than all of us, and he was the one that would go in and buy the beer. And he came out every single time. We found one spot in town that just didn't give a crap who they sold beer to. And
which is weird because they could lose their license.
I know.
Oh, Jerry's Liquor off of Duval and 183. I mean, did not care. We walk in there in high school, buy whatever you want. He did not care. Kegs, whatever. No problem. And there was another convenience store between right before Far West on the frontage road of Mopac.
HEB, coach.
No, no. It was a gas station.
Oh.
Go in there. You can buy whatever you want.
7-Eleven, probably.
And then we had another guy that worked at our high school. He worked at the convenience store on Far West. He'd go in, and he would ask you for your ID, because on the camera, as long as he looks like he's looking at the ID,
it works.
And so he'd show, okay, cool.
Well, and here's the thing. I worked at a gas station, so the one thing you have to ask to find out if it's a sting operation, you don't even have to look at their ID, because if it's a sting, they can't lie to you. The only thing you have to ask is, are you 21? And they go, yeah, not a sting. They taught me that in training. Dude, I never looked at one ID. All the kids would roll up, and be like, you're 21, right? And they'd be like, yeah. As long as you do that, Sting cannot lie. So, dude, I never looked at an ID when I worked at the gas station for like 6 months.
You're telling me Sting can't lie?
Ray, so you sold a bunch of minors beer?
Coach! Probably. Well,
did you?
Yes, but that's how you know it's not a sting, so I would never get in trouble.
Huh.
Good point, but I was also covering my bases. But I mean, it's the same gas station where people rolled up all the time and got free gas, and then we finally realized, hey, we should make them pay first, and then we let them get gas.
Yeah.
Because it would be one of those, it was back in the day, where you would turn on the pump and that you'd talk to the speaker. Okay, pump's on, we're ready for you. And they hadn't paid yet. So yeah, we had people ditch it, and then America finally got smart, and they're like, oh, we should make it so you have to pay with a credit card and then get gas.
No, that's annoying. I'm going to tell you why it's annoying. Because I had to do this the other night because the pay at the pump wasn't working. So I had to go out there, and I had to go inside, and they're like, well, how much do you want? And I'm like, well, I'm going to fill it up.
I don't know how much my tank
Coach,
takes.
Just tell them $40.
But that's not a full tank.
It'll be close enough.
Can you imagine this conversation
with
him?
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm supposed to know how many gallons tank mine is, plus the minus of the math of how many gallons, and who knows with the war overseas right now.
You're telling me I should pull out my crystal ball and tell you how much money I'm going to spend on my gas tank when I don't know how much I'm going to spend. Coach, you're so freaking annoying sometimes.
No, it was so annoying.
Just tell him 50, Coach.
He wanted to top it off.
Tell him 50.
Right, but the whole
point.
And
you're going to get close enough to full tank.
The whole point is I want a full tank. Or if I have, you know, half a tank and I'm going to fill it, how much? Man, I don't know. Well, I have to have a price.
Oh, my God.
Good God.
Ray, I found out recently that you can also hear on those speakers. Like, they can talk back to you.
Yeah.
So my buddy who in college, he was like, dude, I love that speaker. It was great. This one time, these high school kids came in. They went to the fridge. They grabbed like all, I mean, 5 18 packs of beer and put it up there, wine coolers, everything. And I said, let me see some ID. And they're like, oh, man, I just don't got ID. He's like, well, you're not getting beer, so put it all back. He's like, come on, man, be cool with us. Nah, dude, I'm going to lose my job over you guys. Put the beer back. Fine, dude. They put all the beer back. And they went and they took off. Then, like, a few hours later, they came up, and they started pumping gas, and they're like, hey, man. And he put up the speaker. He can hear him talking, and they go, look, man, there's the same a-hole that didn't sell his beer, like, 2 hours ago. And he goes, yeah, this is the same a-hole. It's not going to sell you gas this time, so get the fuck out of here. And they had no idea he could hear him. They're like, oh, crap, man.
I used to see and used to ask people when they're walking, hey, can you get us some beer? Can you get us some beer?
It's stupid.
So stupid.
No one would ever buy
and
you
people
beer.
Would, some people would do it.
No, they would.
And I used
would to, you do it?
No, no, here's the thing.
I've never bought somebody beer, but no, we went to Florida. Me and my buddies, we were all in high school, and so we had to ask people, and I just stood by the gas station. You ask five people, one of the five is going to get beer.
Chance. Yes, it happens. And I used to think, people, why would you not do it? How stupid are you? Like, come on, dude. Now that I'm older, I'm like,
hell no. I'm not buying beer for these kids.
No.
Well, especially
not now with our job and our status. There's no chance.
Coach,
I do it. I do it for the construction workers. Sometimes they give them a hard time.
A construction worker.
I'm just telling you, they'll have a sixer up there, and the lady will be like, "Need some ID," and they don't speak English, and so they don't have an ID. I guess
that's okay, ma'am. So, this is my friend.
That
Julio.
Is different than a high school kid asking you to buy him beer.
But I'm just saying, I've done it now multiple times, and so then he'll, "All right, I can't do it," and so he sets the sixer right there, and then I just grab the sixer and I put it there, and the lady's like, "You're gonna get that beer?" Yeah, I like the exact same beer that he does, and she's like, "All right,
you like Modelo?"
And I check out, I see homie in the truck, I'm like, "There you go, boys, have an afternoon."
And I'm glad you're there for the construction workers. You're there for the truckers. I mean, you are a man of the people, right?
Wait, Coach, what if you buy the Modelo and then you go out there and they already took off?
Oh, looks like I'm having Modelo that night, boys.
Oh, my gosh.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, we got some emails. Bill O'Brien from Southwick, Massachusetts.
Bill O'Brien, the coach?
That's what I thought. I was like, he listens?
Wow. Love that you're a fan. He said,
boys, what are your final thoughts on the NFL season, and how does the sports world revolve around your life with the next six months without football on Sundays?
It's very sad. I mean, I told my boys, too. I'm like, we're watching the Super Bowl. I'm like, hey, look, I know Super Bowl Sunday is fun and all, but this also is the start of the end of football. Like, we're going to have nothing till September, and it's going to be sad. It's going to be sad. But there's so much else on. I love it. There's everything else is on. I cannot wait for March Madness.
Lunch, after every time you say we got an email, I have a clip we can play.
Okay, we got an email.
Sore losers nation for life.
Because then we go into the email. Then.
That's funny. But yeah, I mean, look, man, football is gone for about a month, it's and then okay. It's back because you got the USFL. Don't know what the hell that is and how bad it's going to be.
Nobody's watching that crap.
But that'll be, I probably won't watch it. But really, college basketball is here. The NBA playoffs are about to be here, and I guess NHL playoffs, I'll watch a little bit of that.
Not watching that crap.
But I love college basketball, so March Madness is my freaking jam.
Guys, it's right around the corner.
Jam Sammy.
And Major League Baseball may play, they may not play. Who knows what
Who
the hell's
cares?
Oh, I need them to play for Beat the Meat. I mean, Street. That's a great game. You can win $5.6 million if you beat the Meat. Roger Maris's 56-game
hit. But we're not going to hit it, so I don't play it.
I thought it was Mickey Mantle.
Roger Maris. He beat Mickey Mantle. Coach, are you not a historian?
Lou Gehrig.
What about Lou Gehrig?
Who did the hit? Hit streak.
Roger Maris.
Yeah.
Oh. I've told everyone it was Lou Gehrig.
No, that's... Oh, boy.
Joe DiMaggio.
Okay, see, I knew it was someone old like that.
Dang it.
I don't
even... You idiots.
You guys have got me... I'm trying
to. No, don't act like you knew. I knew this whole time.
So Babe Ruth beat Roger Maris for the home run.
And then Barry Bonds won.
Yes, and then Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, and then Barry ended up getting it.
But what about DiMaggio?
Joe DiMaggio is the hit streak that will never be broken
in
56 games.
Thank you.
And you'll never pick the streak.
Guys, and I will hang up and listen.
We'll hang up and listen.
It's impossible to pick a hit.
Like, yeah, it is.
You really think it's easy.
It's really impossible.
It's just a hit. All I need to do is get to first.
And the fact you can pick different guys or the same guy multiple nights in a row.
It's foolproof.
Makes it possible.
No, it's not.
It's one hit. It, by stats, a guy should almost get a hit every game.
He
if he
should.
Gets four at-bats, the average Major League Baseball player is in the 200s or 300s. He should get one hit every game. Why is it so hard? And I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, I wish I could answer that.
I'll hang up and listen.
All right, we're going to another email.
Hold on, real quick. It's just something that I always do. Like, I always picture the ride home for these players. When I'm watching a sport, whatever it is, a basketball
Very
game,
Coach,
a baseball game.
Them banging their wife, dude?
Yes. I picture them, and I wonder what it's like when they go home. Do they go home and they say, oh, man, I had a hell of a game today. It was great. Like, I had, you
Coach,
know, 30
you said
points.
A lot of things but game there.
I've had 30 points, man. I had like a 2 dunks. Great game. Great. Or do they just go home and say nothing to their wives or girlfriends?
I used to think that they watch SportsCenter. Oh, that was awesome. My highlight. I bet they don't watch a lick of the game or anything when they get home. They just want to be as far away from it as they can.
Right. But when I get home, my wife always said every day, never fails, how was work today?
Well, they can watch them.
No, but they're not watching every NBA game. There's no way your wife is watching every game you play. Does your wife listen to every show you do?
No.
No, there's no chance they're watching every game that you play. So you get home.
NFL, I think they do.
Probably, because there's only, you know, 17 games.
Right.
But do they get home and tell their wife or their girlfriend or their boyfriends how they did?
That's a great question.
You know, or is it just like Ray said, nah, man, I'm just going to go to
You
bed.
Need to remember that question for the next time we have an athlete on, because I would like to hear their answer. Because that is, I don't know, because when I get home from my soccer games on Wednesday nights.
Oh, my gosh.
Play-by-play, Coach.
Oh, went great. Got a couple assists. No goals, the usual on that one, but.
And I tell her how I did.
Play-by-play, I bet.
Play-by-play.
Oh, so, gosh. Marvin and Mitchell, get this.
No, they're not on my team anymore. I joined another team. I'm not on the green team. The green team folded.
So the clock starts. We win the tip-off, right?
No, there is no tip-off in soccer. It's a kickoff.
Kickoff. We win the kickoff.
No, there's no winning it. You have the
kickoff.
We
won the coin toss.
Oh, my gosh. Brenda Wilder from Minnesota. Would you rather interview Aaron Rodgers or Brittany Matthews, and why?
Brittany Matthews?
Love the podcast. That's
Mahomes'
girl.
Brittany.
And she said, Skull Nation, love you, and it feels good to beat the sports genius.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And some in the I did the prop bet thing for the Super Bowl, and I guess she beat me.
Okay,
but
Brittany.
Who would you rather interview?
Brittany.
Why?
Because dude, I mean, everyone wants to hear what Brittany has to say. No one wants to hear what Aaron Rodgers has to say. He said it. Aaron Rodgers does a press conference every single day and says stupid crap, and everyone's like, "Oh, what an idiot!" Blah blah, whatever. Brittany does stupid crap, but never says anything about it. I want to know what Brittany has to say about what people think and how her and Jackson act. I want to know. Screw them haters. Whatever. I can't. Whatever. He's my husband.
Does she do interviews?
No.
I've never seen her.
That's why I'm saying, boys, we need to interview Brittany Matthews.
100% it's Brittany Matthews. There is a million people I'd rather interview than Aaron Rodgers. I don't care
Go
what
ahead,
Aaron Rodgers
him.
Had to say. Mike Tyson. Michael Jordan. Scottie Pippen, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili.
You're naming all Spurs, Coach.
Coach, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Mark Grace, Andre Dawson.
Popovich.
Barry Bonds.
The Coyote.
I mean, no.
Patty Mills.
So there, no, he's not on there anymore.
He's still a Spur coach.
Yes. Yes, absolutely would rather do Brittany Matthews because.
Wait, doer?
You would
do the interview because listen, she maybe she's misunderstood. Maybe we just don't understand her, and we read everything she does is totally wrong. And maybe she's really a great person and she's awesome.
Doubt
Aaron Rodgers, I know who Aaron Rodgers is, and I know what he's going to say. Don't have time for it. I want to get to know Brittany Matthews.
Wow. Ray?
I love you, Brittany. Give me Brittany. Rodgers, we see him now every day on Pat McAdick. Sorry.
Brittany, you're misunderstood. I love you.
I'm actually supporting you. We play all the clips back of you not supporting her.
No, I never said I support
Brittany,
her.
Brittany, I didn't even think about that angle of spraying champagne all over people. That's actually pretty cool.
So that spray job you did, is that called a facial? What is that exactly?
Tanya Horton from Connecticut via Vegas.
Tanya Harding.
And Hawaii. What were your real expectations with creating Sore Losers Nation? Did you ever think you were going to have this success? And are you guys happy with where it has gone?
Mahalo.
Sore Losers Nation for life.
I didn't expect this. Did you?
I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know if we would, after the first 2 weeks, I didn't think we'd ever have a podcast again.
I know. I really had no idea how us three would be able to keep a conversation together for this long. You know what I mean? Like, we just, I think in different ways, we are all different, obviously.
Wow.
Deep. That might be the deepest thing.
Whoa.
Mark the tape. On this day, Monday, whatever, March 28th. No, it's February. Mark it as the deepest.
Pre-recorded. Coach, the pre-record got you on the date
every time, man. Why can't you just put it in your head, dude? We're Monday.
I did say Monday. I said March, though. Yeah. We're not in March.
Yeah, Monday, March.
And Monday's the end of the month. That's what threw him.
I said Monday, March 28th.
Okay, fine. It's February 15th.
2 week out record.
And Eddie got so deep are all different. Wow.
I mean, we are all different.
That is shocking.
I was wondering how this podcast was going to play out, and I'm shocked that we're... Coach, how long have we been doing this, boys?
3 years.
It'll be 3 years in August.
Unbelievable.
It's our third anniversary. Well, I've been married to you guys longer than my wife.
Yeah.
You guys need to get me... What is it for the third anniversary? Something wooden?
Wooden.
Ding.
Here you go, Ray.
I mean, I had no expectations... When we started it, I thought, who the hell's going to listen? I didn't think many people would listen. I didn't know if we'd be able to do a quality podcast. And I didn't know if people would enjoy it. Like, I knew we would talk sports, but how in-depth of sports? And I realized the in-depth of sports is not the way to go. You touch on it, talk about it, it's fun. And really, it's more about just having fun.
You just caress sports. That's it. Move on.
And I am super happy with where it's gone. Absolutely.
Where have we gone, Coach? We're here every day.
I mean, in 3 years, we've gone from the same studio to the same studio in the same building, driving my same car in the same city.
I'll tell you a turning point where I thought, oh, crap, this is getting serious. I remember, I don't know how far into the podcast this happened, but the big man, Bobby from The Big Show, had told us, like, oh, whatever. You know, you guys are going to do this. It's cool. You guys are doing the Sore Losers. Whatever. We were in L.A. He might have been doing Dancing with the Stars or something. And we were in the studio. We did some stuff for The Big Show. And then he's like, all right, let's go. And I say, I'm not leaving. You leave. He's like, what? You're not coming with us? No, man. I got to do Sore Losers. And his face was like, you're still doing the podcast? I'm like, yeah. We take this seriously. I still think this was 5 days a week, too.
Oh, that was stupid. That was that was my mistake.
Yeah, whose executive decision was that?
There he is, dumb at sports.
Sorry
idiot.
About that, sports. I got to play the intro again for that one, Coach.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio. The end.
My thinking in the beginning was, is if we did 5 days a week, you build an audience. The problem was, when we started 5 days a week, we built expectations that we were going to maintain 5 days a week.
We started to hate each other.
Hate each other. It was so much infighting.
Ray putting on his backpack before we started the podcast.
Half the days, Ray not wanting to do it, Eddie not wanting to do it, me not wanting to do it because we didn't, like, oh, we had this, we had that. It was stupid.
It was a very consensual.
Three times a week might be too much.
Three times?
Yes.
I like three times.
It's a lot.
I mean, let's be real. Jake Owen put out one a month. You got all these other podcast people put out one a week. Three? I mean, we're basically afternoon sports drive in L.A.
You're right.
They do five.
What do you want to go down to? One a month?
A month?
One a week?
No, I think three.
One a year?
Yeah, one a year.
That'd be legit.
You think people would stick around like a year later? Oh, my God, hey, the Sword Loser did a podcast.
The deep tease they would get?
Oh, can you imagine him? He would still screw up the date. Happy 2025. Oh, we're doing that days.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck in 2021.
Sorry about that.
Another email, Ray.
Oh, email.
Sore Losers Nation for life.
Stacy Youngren from Glendale, Arizona.
Love it.
Ray and Eddie, what is the most annoying request you've had on Cameo?
No, it's Lunchbox and Ray. I don't do Cameo.
Oh, yeah. So the most annoying one was I had to do one to Eddie.
You did?
You probably never got it.
I didn't.
I didn't.
How do
know.
I get it?
I don't know. Someone paid for it and said they wanted me to talk about you winning games on the big show and how, like, I'm so impressed with your game skills. And I was like,
Coach, that's show prep for the big show. Where is it?
I have no idea how they were going to get it to you, but I gladly did it, but I was annoyed having to talk about Eddie the whole time.
Oh, interesting.
Right? It'll be usually, I mean, this is just terrible to say, but it'll be a Saturday morning. It's 11 a.m. Me and Baser firing the mimosas, getting ready to start that weekend. And then I'm like, oh, let me do this Cameo real quick. Oh, check this out. Awesome. Let's rock this. It's for Shelby. Shelby, here we go. All right, here we go. Oh, Shelby just had a death in the family, and she wants me to say, everybody keep your spirits up and have a good funeral day.
What's wrong with that?
And never give up on life. Life sometimes throws you lemons, but you have to try and do the best you can with it. And I'm like, oh. Babe, can you wait a minute for brunch? And I'm gonna go into the other room for a second. I mean, it totally kills the mood when I got to rock one with somebody's something about a funeral. I'm happy to do them. But it's just, it takes my mood in a downward spiral. Those are the tough ones.
That's just life, Coach.
Coach, but sometimes you know, it just hits me out of nowhere.
Life catches you in different stages, Coach.
Hang up and listen.
Yeah, they can't all be happy ones, man.
You know, it can't all be mimosas and whipped cream, Coach.
And the one damn one, the lady just hit me up for a pep talk. I could have swore it was a birthday. She hits me the next day. That was great for John, but it wasn't his birthday.
Ray failed awesome. To read it.
Awesome. Then tell me multiple times it's a pep talk. I always assume it's a birthday. I'm sorry it wasn't John's birthday. She's like, it was really funny, but it's not his 35th. My bad.
What's the shortest one you guys ever done?
I don't know.
Anything under a minute?
I'm about 5 inches.
I mean, I used to, and then I was like, is that good enough? I don't know if that's good enough. When I charged $15 is like a minute. I was like, that's good for 15 minutes.
You charge $15?
At the start, because I was like, is anybody going to buy these?
And how many requests would you get?
A ton.
Yeah, exactly.
A ton.
I'm going to have to push this up.
So then I had to go up and up and up.
Businessman business deal.
Hey, yeah, I mean, look at my wallet.
You're not Simone, though, right now.
Hi, coachers. Here's Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well.
He's charging $200.
I mean, why not?
That's not bad. He's making money. And speaking of money, hey, it's time to go to the low cash interview.
All right, let's
do guys, it. Eddie and I did record this last week, so yes, it's pre-recorded, but they had something they wanted to talk about. It was sports related. They were like, dude, we got to come on the pod. Ray couldn't do it, so Eddie and I are like, hey, you guys come on in the studio. We did it. That's it. And I guess, well, should we add the buzzer at the end? You're going to have to add the buzzer at the end of the...
Oh, yeah, Coach. I'll have it in there.
Okay, great.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be there.
You're going to edit that buzzer and put it at the end.
Yeah, that'll definitely
perfect,
be the
Coach.
End.
Thank you, Coach.
I doubt it's going to be at the end, but all right, guys, have a great
day. How did you end it, though, with low cash? Because you kicked me out of the room, and then you were in here by yourself.
Hey, come on over here. Get off your knees.
Well, yeah, you had to go do something. You want to know why I had to kick you out of the room? Because you were recording Morgan Number 2's podcast, The Best Bits of the Week, for the big show.
Mm-hmm.
And she had somewhere to be, and I was like, well, I need Eddie to do the low cash thing. And she was like, you have a maximum of 10 minutes because I can't be late. I can't be late.
Everything okay in there, Coach?
I mean, Scuba's slamming
stuff. Did
you fall? No, Scuba's just making power moves.
And so after 10 minutes, I was like, Eddie, you have to go or Morgan Number 2 is going to kill me.
Hurry, Eddie.
I was about to ask a question. And no, you don't have time. You have to go, Eddie.
10 minutes.
Well, Morgan Number 2 is going to be mad at me, jeez, not you. And so I didn't want to feel the wrath of Morgan Number 2. So I was like, okay, all right, Eddie's got to go.
All right.
Then we got to go now. Here's low cash. Oh, what, Scuba, what the hell?
What?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You guys doing this thing live, or you want to roll on it?
Are you rolling?
Oh, I'm rolling. Yeah. I'm
all good. Right, we got Low Cash in here because they come in and they're like, guys, you got to have us on the podcast.
Do you know who they are?
Yeah, Chris and Preston.
Which one's which?
I'm Frederick.
Preston's Chris.
Man, he's come so far.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
what an idiot.
Do you remember that? I mean, how long ago was that?
How are they going to forget that?
That was two years ago, tops. Not even. Maybe last year.
It was last week, I think. Yeah.
So what happened is we were doing interviews. I don't even know where we were. If it was
CMA
remotes where all the artists come through and they come in and they sit down and he's like, hey,
I already knew. I knew that you had no idea the difference between Chris and Preston or who was who.
No. You knew I didn't know their names.
Correct.
I'm going to do that to Chris.
And you
because
said.
Because he's the same way.
Yeah, he does that to me.
I'm going
to
do it this week to him.
Like literally he goes. Hey, man, lunch, what are their names? I was like,
oh, great.
I don't know, Jared and Tom. I have no idea. Listen, I'm just not good at
but
names.
But now we're buds.
But you ended up getting mine right.
Did I really?
And you did not know Chris's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe
so
I heard.
So I felt pretty good about it.
Okay.
But I went anyway, to rehab after that, so it was cool.
That's not why you're here. That's not why you're here. You're here because you told us you have this huge announcement, huge baseball announcement, and you guys are huge sports fans. You're, yes. You know, so I don't know. Like, what is it?
We're going to tease around it and give you enough information.
Here's what it's all about. Chris and I have had a tough journey in Nashville. It wasn't handed to us overnight. We were sleeping in our cars.
It's still
we
tough,
were,
guys.
You know, and we just kept looking at each other saying, if we could just get our fair shot at radio, and if it doesn't work, we'll walk away. If it works, then we were right. And let's just keep working and going. So we kept wanting our fair shot. Well, we finally got our fair shot, and we had a number one song, and then a second number one song. And we were like, you know, keep believing in what we're doing.
After 16 years.
Yeah. So
it was really 16 years?
Yeah.
It was a lot of years.
Maybe more than that.
We started when we were 12, though. So
I was going to say, you're only 28, so that's
I know,
a long
right?
time.
So weird.
You all really started when you were 12?
No. I mean,
oh God, well, I did.
I really did.
It's like, what? You guys known each other that long?
So that led to this idea. There's a lot of baseball scouts and baseball players and managers and, you know, owners hanging out on our bus from time to time.
Yeah, we've become friends with so many athletes.
Backstage
and coaches,
or whatever.
Hall of Famers. We were with Fred McGriff yesterday. Or
Crime Dog?
The Crime Dog.
You're with the Crime Dog? Crime Dog. Come on!
He was at our show, and I was like, holy hell, the Crime Dog is at our show right now in the front row.
Did you know he was going to be there, or were you just on stage?
I did know he was going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Someone told
me. Dude, that's... What you just did is what I did when I saw him. I was like, the Crime Dog, man. And I just hugged him. You know, I had to.
He's actually going to be a part of what we're going to tell you.
Okay.
So I...
He's about to walk in?
Yeah. I don't know.
He's here.
Oh my God.
Crime Dog, walk in here right now.
We could probably call him. He'd probably answer.
Well, soon.
Yeah.
I don't know if I dreamed this idea or what, but I went to Chris one night backstage.
Can we say the title of it or no?
I'm going to say it. They're going to bleep it.
Well, it's already copyrighted and everything.
Yeah. So I went to Chris one night, and they were like, hey, stage is not ready for you. You need 5 minutes. Well, we need 5 minutes to get the lights right or something like that. So we're standing back there with our ears in and everything, and I thought, no better time. We're always busy. I'm just going to throw this idea to Chris real quick. I said, pop your ears out. So he pops his ears out, and I said, hey, man, you know our journey to get to where we are. What if there's somebody out there in the world that's like working on a construction site or sitting in a cubicle or just working an office job or something, and they're like, man, I never got my fair shot at MLB. I was this
close. Or football
close.
Or volleyball or whatever.
Yeah, or any sports. Know. But, you know, and he says, man, if I wouldn't have started running around with the wrong crowd, or had I not done
broken
this
an arm,
or done that,
lost a leg.
He's going back and looking at all his decisions and thinking, man, I just didn't get my fair shot.
Yeah, like me on the Real World, and then would have been on the challenge, and then, I mean, I'd be friends with CT and Johnny Bananas and Ryan West.
But
and,
that buses, or that ship has sailed.
Yeah, that ship has sailed.
And you would have been on all the Jackass movies?
Yes.
All of them.
Every single one of them. Dude.
But that never happened. No.
So the whole thing was, I said, man, let's go on the radio, let's go on television, and let's tell them, we're coming to find you.
Come on.
We're coming to find you. If you still think you can throw that fastball, or you got the dirtiest curveball, or you can throw a touchdown pass under pressure, you know, 50 yards, we're coming to find
you. Well,
you're
running the 40, you know, in like a 4.1 or 4.2, and you've gone to a JUCO, or your grades aren't enough. We're going to try and get you to that level. So
We're going to do the things that help you get your fair shot. And if you make it, you make it. If you don't, you don't. But you are found when we find you.
Okay,
So what is the name? What is
the show is called Found.
The show is called Found.
Yeah, we actually just got the deck today from our producer that we partnered with. Her name is Audrey Morrissey. She runs The Voice. She created The Voice.
She's the executive producer of Songland and The Voice. And she jumps on this Zoom with us. She's like, I heard you have this good idea. Just pitch it. Let's go. So we pitched it, and she goes, let's roll. I love this.
So it gets pitched to networks, I think, next week or the week after.
So when do you start go scouting? When are we scouting? When do you take submissions?
Probably the end of the year. And our first place is the Dominican. We're going to the Dominican first.
Of course.
Because
I feel like we got to pull you guys in on this show, though. Like this, but I feel like there's going to be a role for you somewhere. And I don't know where yet, but
boys,
as it develops.
Here, hold on.
Did you already sign? Whatever.
I already signed.
So place this wherever you want.
Place it wherever he wants. Yep, go ahead. I'm in.
Eddie and Lunchbox, you guys are found.
And boys, we have five guests. Baseball, Major League Hall of Famers or baseball players. Obviously, the coaches. You know, we got Buck Showalter. He'll do it for us. Adam Jones, my boy Adam Jones.
Yeah.
Fred McGriff. We're talking to Jeter. Well, they're talking to Jeter.
Alex Rodriguez.
A lot of guys, just mentors to come
so,
in.
So the first season would be baseball. Second season would be football. Third season would be basketball. And so on and so forth. And
educate us on, like, do you have to – I mean, obviously, you have to talk to the MLB and be all right.
Yes.
Is this going to work?
Yes.
Yeah. So there, everyone's in?
Everyone
so
is
far,
in
so good.
So far, yes. But I'm sure there's going to be –
we're
going to
run into
up.
Some hiccups. But,
yeah, they're not guaranteed in Major League Baseball contract, but they can go try out. They can
correct.
Go
– we can give them the tryout.
They give them a tryout in front of the scouts, in front of the team, and the – guys, it's brilliant.
Thank you.
It's absolutely brilliant. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of brilliant things. I came up with Sore Losers Convention in Las Vegas where
it was awesome.
I invited our listeners to meet us in Vegas for a weekend, and they showed up.
That's amazing.
Dude, it was really cool.
I was in the shower washing my left armpit with the soap, and I was just like, man, I have this dumb idea. And I came, and I told Eddie on the golf course, and then I took it to management. And I was like, this is probably not going to work. But they're like, yeah, this is a great idea. And we did it. And people showed up. And I was like, wow. And so now, like, we got to do it again. And next year, we want to invite Low Cash. We want to invite,
done.
You know, we want to make it bigger and better. And that is what Found is.
Did we just start a Comic-Con?
Well, that's a little bit
so
what we had
lose
that
the
idea.
ACMs, we'll just come to your show.
I love it.
This is it.
Guys, that's awesome.
That is.
Like, really
pretty
cool,
man.
Yeah,
I mean, and all the scout friends, they're all in. We talked to a bunch of people already. But Audrey, you know, her production, it's just she made what we said and put it in paper form. And we read it the other day, like 2 months ago. And we're like, this is
just imagine. Just imagine. We go and find somebody. And they have what it takes. They've got the tools and the skills. And they actually step on that field. And they make the team.
They realize the dream. It's like the rookie. Have you ever seen the rookie?
The story? It's exactly the rookie.
The coach or Josh Hamilton, who was the number one pick and then gets addicted to drugs, is out of baseball, all of a sudden comes back and has a...
Out of baseball.
Now I'm going to blow your mind. Are you ready for this? This is the one part I mean,
that was the shoulder touch. You guys can't see that at home, but there was a shoulder touch on this
one. Part I did not tell you guys about.
Come on.
When we find them, they have to sign with Low Cash Sports.
Ah, you're their agent.
Wait. Really?
This is correct.
You guys are starting an agency?
Uh-huh. Yeah, man.
We're starting Low Cash Sports.
We're just around so much baseball, especially in Florida. I mean, I got people. What's his name? Gio from the Yankees, the third baseman.
Urshela. Urshela.
He's my neighbor.
Stop it.
Swear to God, he's my neighbor. He moves in. I was like, aren't you Gio?
I know you.
He's hitting balls in the garage. He's like, yeah, man, come on in, dude. It was like, and I'm just like, I'm over it. I scouted this kid. This guy was pitching right across the street from where my son was playing flag football. And he's just throwing long ball, like long toss. And I'm like, all right, he's a pitcher. I could just tell. I go over and I was like, who you play for, man? He goes, I play for the Braves, minor leagues. And I was like, let me see if my friend knows you. He's like, holy shit, dude. I was just scouting him 2 months ago. I was like, he's a stud. This kid's a stud.
And where did you see him?
On the football field, just throwing long toss.
Crazy.
And I was just like, holy cow. So I'm calling my boy and I was like, well, he really wants to be on the Rays. He's like, all right, well, he has to get out of Atlanta. Tell him to do this and this. And I'm like,
you're in the middle at this point.
They weren't supposed to talk because during the lockout.
Yeah.
So he's using me to talk through him. And then he texted me the other day to talk to Gio because Gio's in arbitration.
All right, Eddie, you got to go. Go. You got to go.
What?
Him texting me.
Oh, okay.
I'll keep talking.
All right. Go ahead.
I will say this, though. There's this kid named Eric Osberg. And he plays on the minors for the Rays. And we went to a minors game with the scout. And so all the players were like on edge. They were like, see,
yeah,
Eddie.
It's pretty single A too.
They're like, man, the scout's here. And so me and Chris, I see this one guy, and Chris and I walk over to him, we're saying hi to him. He goes, Is that the scout? And we're like, yeah. And he goes, I'm gonna hit a home run for each one of you tonight.
Stop
and
it.
So
this is no lie.
Hey, he got so jacked up. And he was like, I'm going to hit a home run. I'm going to call it one for Chris, one for Preston tonight. He steps up to bat, first home run. Round second base, points straight at me.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, like the sixth inning, second home run. Comes around second base, points at Chris. We have been pushing him so hard on the Rays to bring him up. Because we're like, you got to bring up Osberg. And now.
And they're like, no. Our scouts are like, no.
He's just not quite ready
yet. He's not ready for catching. He can hit, but he can't. You know, he's not the best catcher. And now, literally yesterday, we were
talking to him. Last night
at dinner. Last night. He's like, so your boy's hitting the shit out of the ball right now.
Yeah. Grand slams.
He's going to have his shot at spring training.
That's awesome.
He's going to make it. This is awesome.
And we're trying to sign him right now to Low Cash Sports, but, you know.
But it might be too late to sign him.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
but yeah, you're starting out. Like now
we're starting out. We're just kind of getting our feel.
And we're learning. Group. We're learning.
So, did
from
you
our
have
friends.
To go? Do you have to take classes to become an agent, or how does that work?
I'm sure we'll partner
with something.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure, and we'll learn the aspects of it. I love the hands on nitty gritty. We've always been like that with our career too.
I met one of the owners of Athletes First last night, and or 2 nights ago. I'm sorry, and he was like, I would be able to help you guys with some deals if you need it.
I mean, we got coaches wanting to help us, dude. Baseball and country music is
they're like really is, I mean, they dude. Are like a. I mean, a man, they get
yes,
on very well.
It is,
I mean, they do. I mean, if you go to baseball players, a lot of them listen to country music.
Yes, and you'd be surprised how many of the Dominicans listen to country music too. So that makes it even cooler to me. That
so on the show we might bring in like Chipper Jones. Say, hey Chipper, like take a look at this kid. Tell us what you think. You know, and then Chipper comes out and he's like, he ain't got it.
Yeah.
Or he might say,
we'll have those guys too.
We need to
back our
heads this kid. He's got it. Let's go.
Do you think players make good scouts? That's what I always wonder.
Not necessarily.
Because I look at like Michael Jordan.
Right.
And he's terrible.
Yeah.
Because I think he knows what he did and he expects that of everyone. But it's hard to be the greatest. That's why catchers, role players, they make the better coaches. Because they know what it's like to be on the end of the bench.
I never thought about that.
They
That's
know what
correct.
Know what it's like to be not the superstar. The superstar never really seems to turn into the great coach or the great GM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are correct.
I mean, Larry Bird did a pretty good job.
He did all right.
When he was with the Pacers, he built a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly, I feel like it's the guys that were just like, they were all right.
Yeah.
And they build the teams.
But also Bird was super well-rounded.
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
So he knew what to look for.
I mean, in baseball, I mean, some of the coaches there, I mean, like Lasorda and all those guys, I mean, they weren't like huge stars in baseball, right. You know? So you're definitely correct to say that. I think that's awesome. I never looked at it like that, but
because
it is
I'm
true,
interested
yeah.
to see how Jeter does with the Marlins, because Jeter was a superstar.
Right.
Like, he was a superstar, and usually superstars evaluate John Elway, for example.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Guess what he can't do?
Yeah.
Figure out who the hell's a good quarterback.
He can't do it.
He yep. cannot do it. Paxton Lynch, who is now in the USFL, what the hell is that? And Drew Locke, what the hell is that? He's terrible. Can't evaluate a quarterback, and he's nope. one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Yep. All he can do is bring in Peyton Manning or an Aaron Rodgers once in a while.
Right.
That's
he,
all.
He brought in Peyton Manning yep. because everybody knew he was good, and he was yeah. looking for a home. Hey, come to me. Come
That's
to me.
That's why he's begging ooh, Rodgers ooh. Right now. He's begging he, him. To
begging
come.
Him.
Yeah.
Begging him. But here's the thing. I hate Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Okay? I think he's just a diva. Oh, my God, look at me. He's not going anywhere. Why would he go somewhere?
It would be crazy to leave.
I think he's
coming to Tampa, guys.
But why? Tampa has no players. Tampa, their whole defense, no one's under contract.
The receivers are amazing, though.
But Godwin, I mean, they're going to franchise him. Nope. Okay.
Yeah, Godwin's getting re-signed.
And then you have Mike Evans.
Signed.
Okay.
Who else?
Gronk. But they need a running back? They need running backs?
I don't think Gronk's.
I think he's done. I think he's walking away.
Maybe.
Or he's going somewhere else. He's getting traded.
You might be signing.
I can't talk
sports.
About that.
We won't mention that. Gronk, hey, Ray,
sorry,
bleep
Gronk.
That. But here's I look at that. Like Aaron Rodgers, why would you go? Like everybody says Denver. Okay, so then you're in the division with Mahomes 2 times a year, Herbert 2 times a year, and Derek Carr 2 times a year. Why?
Yeah.
And the AFC is loaded. Josh Allen, Mahomes, Burrow. I mean,
it's loaded.
Herbert, Carr. Why would you want to face that in every year in the last couple of years? You go to the NFC. Who do they have? Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Breeze
is gone.
Breeze is gone. Brady's
gone.
Yep.
The Niners are going to start a second year guy, Trey Lance. I mean,
tell me what's going to happen with my Colts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Oh, boy.
What do you think?
I did hear one prediction was Rodgers to the Colts.
That would be
I mean,
huge.
I know.
But what
McAfee
you,
is
but Wentz
that
is
to
good,
happen.
Though. Wentz had a great year.
I don't know if they believe in him.
No,
all the reports are they're getting rid of him. Either they're going to trade him or they're going to cut him. I don't know how you're going to trade him with that contract, but maybe someone, you know, you say, I'll give you my first round pick and Wentz just to get rid of the contract. Sort of like the Rams did with Jared Goff, because no one wanted that contract is crazy, but the Lions are like, hey, we're going to suck anyway. So you give us a couple first round picks. Absolutely. We'll take them because we're going to suck anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll get you that Super Bowl and we'll take Jared Goff for a couple years, pay him $70 million. And then in 3 years, we're going to have a big, great core. We're going to draft a young quarterback. And I don't know what's going to happen with your Colts, because I think your Colts are really good.
Their defense is good. They have a great defense.
Well, yes, and that's why I hope as a Bears fan, Eberflus, I am hoping he can become a good head coach because, God, yeah. The Bears, I just don't even know. It's just depressing.
Man, I hope.
When I was
somebody.
I was talking to the scouts, to go back to baseball real quick, I was talking to my boy, one of the head scouts for the Rays. He was
Can I just tell you, whoever runs the Rays, the scouts of the Rays
brilliant.
Are the best
The best ever. In the league, bro.
Best yeah. in the league. If you are running a major league franchise, if you do not go hire, like if you're looking for a GM or a head of scouting, if you That's don't it. Go infiltrate the Rays organization, then you're doing it wrong. Because yep. the Yankees, what do the Yankees do? They just pay money.
Yep.
And they still suck. They yeah. still suck. Hey, like everybody made fun of the Marlins for getting rid of Stanton. And guess what?
Right.
It was the smartest trade they've ever made.
Yep.
Ever.
Let's see if my boy answers. I'm going to show you the head scout of the Rays if he answers. He's probably mini camp right now, I think it is. Which is single A. Because the minors
can still, get
yeah,
together.
They can still get together.
And what's great is, you know, you get him out on the bus running for a weekend, get some beers in him.
And he starts telling you
stories. He starts telling us everything. And, yeah. and we're like, okay, so this dude's getting traded. This dude's on the block. This dude's not going anywhere. So then it gives us the insight to go get who we need to get.
But yeah. you're exactly right, dude. Those guys don't have the money to work with. And they find players.
So
they
good.
Make them huge, and then, of course, they go off. And the Wander was the biggest they've ever paid in the history of the Rays right now. Wander's amazing, though. He's amazing. He's a great hitter. He's an okay shortstop.
But he's going to be good.
He's going to be
good. He's young. Yeah. He's going to be good. And that's what I love about the Rays. They're sort of like the A's. The A's and the Rays amaze me because what they do is they take cast-offs or just young talent. They have very little budget, and they make them big. Okay, then you go ahead and go get paid $100 million, and we'll just bring up the next guy, and you're going to go pay your $100 million, and you're not going to live up to that $100 million wherever you go.
Kevin found Louis Head. You know, Louis Head to pitch for the Rays last year. Found him in Oklahoma selling solar panels. And he was like, I can't sell solar panels anymore. So he's like, hey, why don't you just come to the camp and start throwing a little bit, and we'll get you into maybe if you still got the fastball, the heater. He's like, he was still throwing out here. I took him away from his solar panel job, and he started on the Rays.
It's going to be good.
I mean, it's like the Rays last year. They get rid of, what the hell, who went to San Diego? Blake Snell.
Yeah, Snell.
And then Glasnow gets hurt.
Yep.
And they still don't worry about us. We're still going to win 100 games. It's like, how do you do it? How do you do it?
It's insane.
Your two best pitchers from the year before
are
gone, and you're better. I can't. I love the Rays.
You should. We'll have you talk with our scout because you're going to love.
I mean, I love everything. I mean,
they're amazing. I mean, there are scouts out there that were the reason we went to the World Series. They're because of them.
Yes.
Period. It wasn't money.
It's not money.
No. So. It's crazy.
It's amazing. It's really, and I just love sports, and I could talk sports all day, and I love it. I love the intricacies, but I hate that the National League adopted the DH. I'm very depressed.
Yeah, that is different.
Yeah.
That's different.
I hate it.
I hated that COVID rule where they put the man on second during extra innings.
Oh, I like that.
I hate it.
I like it.
Okay.
It messes with all the rules for me and all the records.
Because the games could go on forever and ever.
That's fine. Let it go on. I love a good 17.
What do you think?
Game.
What do you think?
It's stupid.
Yeah. You don't like it?
It's so stupid.
I hate it.
It's like we're not 12.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
We're not 12 years old, so let's play the game. Like, the game. And here's my whole thing is baseball says, oh, you know, we need to shorten the season. Why do we, like, the 7-inning doubleheaders, you do that in 8th grade. Like, that is stupid to me.
Hate it.
I agree with that.
But, I mean, as long as they don't do it in the play, if they did in the playoffs, then I would just
yeah,
I would
that'd
quit.
Be bad.
Matt, what do you think about overtime rules in the NFL?
I think they have to change.
So
immediately have to change.
Okay, we're on opposite ends of this. Tell me why.
You think so?
Tell me why they need to change it. How do you? If you have an idea,
you're going for a coin toss.
Okay, but
the coin toss tells you who's win in a team that both teams you know are going to score touchdowns.
But here's the thing: how do you change it then?
I mean, think you just put some time on the clock and let you play some freaking football.
Okay, so you put 15 minutes on the clock, right?
I would say first score. But
it's like extra innings.
If the team has a chance to score, the other team has a chance to score.
Okay, right. You say that. So let's say they both have a chance. Let's say the Chiefs are – let's go back to the Chiefs-Bills.
Yes.
So the Bills have a chance to get the ball once the Chiefs score, right?
Yes.
And the Chiefs go – or the Bills go down and score. So they both score. Then what do we do?
Do it again.
An extra inning. Keep going. Extra quarters.
Here's the problem. football is too physical of a sport. Fatigue and injuries are going to pile up. You already see how many people get hurt.
Yeah,
you can't do that to the body. My whole thing is, the way I look at it is, the defense gets paid to do their job, right? Your job is to stop somebody. If you can't do your job, if you can't stop them from driving 75 yards down the field and scoring a touchdown, hey, you lost the game. That's on you. The offense isn't the only aspect that of the football team.
I agree with that.
And look at the Bengals. When the Chiefs won the coin toss against the Bengals in overtime in the AFC Championship, that was the loudest the stadium had ever been because they assumed they won the game. But guess what happened? The Bengals defense went out and said, you know what? We have a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it. And I was like, see, I have.
So if the Chiefs had scored, is it game over?
If they score a touchdown, if they score a field goal.
Is that fair?
That's what I'm saying.
You're only putting it on half the team to stop it.
Yeah, it's not a full team.
It's not your full team. So now the other half of your team is going, we never got our fair shot at helping.
Because you do know they would have scored. Kansas City doesn't have a defense.
But I think that the offense has to look at the defense and be like, man, you guys let us down. You didn't do your job. It's a team game. It's sort of like, I feel like in the NFL, you can't go back and forth that long because it just gets too many injuries, too tight, the fatigue.
We'll do it as a tie after the second score.
I mean, basketball's pretty physical. I know they're not taking hits on the body,
but they play 5 minutes.
True. Yeah.
They play 5 minutes overtime. It's not like they're playing a whole nother
quarter.
There's
a lot of running in baseball, too, okay? Every now and then.
Yeah, every now and again when they hit one to the gap or
every
whatever.
Now and then they have to go to two for a double.
Yeah. What? You need me to wrap it up? You need me to wrap it up?
All right, so just be on the lookout for Found Bush. Just be on the lookout.
Oh, you're just saying hello. Hey, look.
You looked at me and started to say hello.
I don't know. I mean, if they got to go, we got to go. But, I mean, I could sit here. They like to talk sports, so it's
love
like
sports.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Love how they want to go,
though. We got a lot
though.
More stories. We got to do this again.
Yeah. Low cash. Anything you need to talk about, promote, like handles, music coming out, you want anybody? I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I mean.
Beach Boys.
Beach Boys is coming out with the Beach Boys on it. It's called Beach Boys, and it comes out March 4th. And I think we go to radio in May with it.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
But the performer of the Beach Boys is pretty awesome.
All right. Well,
and Stamos.
Stamos is on the drums.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, boys, we really do appreciate it. And that's exciting news. Exciting news. We'll have you back when we get the green light. And
you got it, bro.
Yeah. All right. Bye. Bye, guys. Right. Bye.
Thanks, man.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.